Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. And it's eclipse day. So we've got all the sun, moon, light songs. Actually, don't look up at the blinding lights. Make sure you're viewing this eclipse safely, because we will have some visibility there. Let's get the latest from the 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast, see what we can expect. Here's Gary Schwindenhammer.
Yeah, I'm certainly going to second that. Don't look straight up at the sun without, obviously, the necessary protection. If the eclipse was happening right now, it would be really, really good, because there are some high clouds around. But for the most part, the skies are still pretty sunny. But we're going to be seeing some high clouds spreading on in as we head through the early to mid-afternoon hours. And, of course, that's going to make the view a little bit less ideal the farther west you go from the city. Clearer skies, of course, to the east and northeast. Overall, though, a very comfortable day with temperatures getting up to 65. This afternoon, and then we'll have some of those clouds giving way to clearing for tonight. So again, it all depends on where you are, but the farther east and northeast you are, the better the view. Back to you.
And that's meteorologist Kerry Schwindenhammer with the latest on the 1010 Winds AccuWeather forecast. And our Glenn Schuck is in Midtown. He's checking in with New Yorkers who are getting ready for their view of the eclipse.
If you're looking for those last-minute eclipse glasses, they're almost impossible to find. I was looking everywhere here in the city. Earlier this morning, I spoke with Christopher. He's got a pair. He was headed into his seventh grade class this morning, ready for what's coming in just a couple of hours.
Do you think everyone's making too much out of this, or it is really that exciting?
It's exciting.
It is pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
So remember, don't stare unless you've got the glasses.
Well, don't look at the sun firstly, because you'll apparently get a lot of eye damage from it. So yeah, I'm not going to look at the sun.
Obviously an incredible spot, Central Park this afternoon. Now, Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn, they have at least 6,500 people registered who will be attending a viewing party of the eclipse there starting at 1:30. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Well, millions of Americans will be in the path of totality. Will they get a full view of the eclipse? And many more people have traveled to those areas, like Texas, so they can gaze toward the skies.
Hotels here in the Path of Totality are booked up. So are campgrounds.
We've been working on this boat for the last 6 months to get it ready for the eclipse.
Sebastian Kotzer and his family will be on his vintage motorboat on Lake Louisville, north of Dallas, when the moon blocks out the sun.
It's just different than sitting at home in the backyard watching it, I guess.
He and millions of others are hoping the clouds in the forecast stay away until after the sun comes back out from behind the moon. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Hillsboro, Texas.
Here in New York City, we'll be at nearly 90% at the eclipse peak, according to NASA. That will be at 3:25 p.m., but skies will begin to darken about 2:50 p.m., and will start to lighten again about 3:58 p.m. The darkness at 3:25 will last up to 4 minutes, 28 seconds. We've got everything you need to know about the full solar eclipse in our area. You just need to go to 1010winds.com. Well, how can New York City save 2,500 miles of paper a year? By phasing out the printed receipts at parking meters and turning to a fully digital system for parking. Starting in May in Upper Manhattan, there will be a new pay-by-plate system. Drivers will enter their license plate into a digital machine to pay for a metered spot instead of getting a paper receipt. You'll still be able to pay for your spot, though, through the city's Park NYC app. There's no timeline for when the changeover will be complete. It does have to cover some 80,000 metered parking spots. Mayor Adams joined senior administration officials and small business leaders today for a rally this morning in support of his City of Yes initiative.
I hear how people state it is too challenging, too difficult to do business in New York City. We're the Empire State. We're not the state that destroys empires, so we need to get back in the business of building empires.
His Honor says the city must make transformational changes to zoning codes to make it easier for businesses to operate in the Big Apple. Police are looking for the three men involved with a stabbing yesterday on board a northbound E train. Just before 5 o'clock in the morning, the three suspects came up to a 34-year-old man as the train was approaching 53rd and Lex. Their verbal dispute escalated to a physical one, with one of the men repeatedly stabbing the victim with a knife. The victim was taken to Bellevue in stable condition. His attackers are still at large. You can see pictures of them on our website, 1010winds.com. And if you have any information about them, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Nassau County Police say two men stole $14,000 from a woman making a deposit at a TD Bank in Wantagh. It happened Friday afternoon at the Wantagh Avenue branch. The 52-year-old victim had just exited her car when a man approached, said he was a cop, and told her to move. So she went back to the car with her deposit when she was approached by another man who told her that she dropped some money. Well, she picked up that loose currency, went back to her car one more time, only to discover that her deposit was gone. Police haven't disclosed yet whether they have any suspects. They're investigating it as a grand larceny. Actor Jonathan Majors arrived in court this morning here in New York City for his sentencing for assaulting a former girlfriend. And now the judge has ruled he will avoid any new jail time, receiving time served for second-degree harassment. Instead, he'll have to attend a year-long batterer's intervention program, and he'll have to continue to receive therapy and counseling. Last December, a Manhattan jury found him guilty of misdemeanor assault and a harassment violation. Well, one Nassau County town is looking for the people who are responsible for several robberies over the weekend.
Cops were busy here in Syosset, first at a commercial property on Gordon Drive where $25,000 worth of tools stolen from two trailers. Then on Jericho Turnpike, two restaurants were broken into, thousands of dollars in cash stolen from Cafe Testarossa and Golden Temple Restaurant. And caught on doorbell video, a man in a blue Amazon vest looked like he was going to deliver a package at a house nearby, but instead, the man stole a package from the front porch. Right now, no arrests have been made and no word if the crimes are related. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Syosset, Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.